point, what's the vibe you get from the team? Do you think they came back refocused, ready to go? Or?
Well, we kind of literally just touched down, and so that's the first thing we do tonight is refocus, and we've got all hands on deck. We're not missing anybody for any reason at this point. And we want to get focused on winning a football game. We're here to win a football game and have a great bowl experience. All that stuff is secondary to winning the game. And obviously anybody that's traveled this far and spent this much time and money to get here wants to see a good, you know, good showing on the field. And so we try to get that going immediately tonight and then start kind of a game week process.
Not to parse, but you said yet. Everybody's here yet.
Well,
is that everyone's expected?
Yeah, everyone's expected it from a, you know, disciplinary standpoint, academic standpoint. Everybody's good to go. We've got a couple of delayed flights, delayed connections here and there. Some guys are already going to miss the meetings and the kind of deal we do tonight. So we'll get that going when they get here.
I was going to say, what's your schedule until practice tomorrow morning?
Team meeting, kind of the do's and do's of how we go about things. Obviously, the Alamo people come and do a little presentation on the Riverwalk in San Antonio and just general stuff that every bowl does. And then we split up offensively and defensively for a little bit. We'll lift. We'll kind of charge the system a little bit and go to bed. And then get up. You know, it's a little bit of a reverse schedule for us in terms of the two-hour time difference. But we'll get on Central Time and get our bearings.
Yeah, DeForest talked about, you know, it's a business trip. Guys, making sure they're doing smart things. Do you have kind of rules about, hey, guys, take care of yourself, don't?
Well, there's zero difference. There's zero difference of whether we're in Eugene, Oregon, or San Antonio, Texas, or, you know, London, England. We're going to represent our team and represent our, you know, ourselves, and all those things go hand in hand. We don't have a separate set of rules for you know, bowl week. And guys just need to you know, behave like men of Oregon and again, do everything that entails.
Dachson, reported not to play. How does that change the defense a little bit? Or if at all?
Not too much. I mean, he's a dynamic player, and who knows if that's really true or not. But, you know, we are so focused on ourselves, and there's certainly things that they do and he does that are unique challenges. But we need to defend their team, and obviously Boy can, you know, presents a tremendous amount of problems in and of himself.
You know, specifically, as you've taken a look at Trevon, what have you seen in him? Does he remind you of anybody that you guys have faced this year? Is he kind of a Pac-12 kind of quarterback when you look at him?
Well, there's not really anybody like him in the Pac-12 this year. I think he's, you know, he's kind of like a, you know, he's not a huge guy in stature as a passer and kind of what they do, but then he can really throw it, and he can really run, you know, so that combination of being elusive, he runs a little bit more powerfully, I think, than people, or maybe that you go into with that, those preconceived notions, but he's a, you know, he's an elite passer, he's an elite runner, and they have a great system.
Some people have said he's kind of like a throwback, a single-wing tailback. Do you see that in him, maybe?
Well, he throws a lot better than the single-wing footage I've seen, but, you know, and that's what makes him a unique threat. It's just that total package. There's not, I'm trying to think of something, there's not anybody that we've faced like him. You know, he's kind of like Vernon as a passer, but a much more dynamic runner in how they approach it, which again, we haven't faced anybody like that this year.
I used to see you guys call the game days, weeks in advance in this case, but have you kind of made a choice whether you or Matt will kind of assume that formal role on game day?
Yeah, we'll talk about that, meaning us in the media, we'll talk about that here in the next couple of days. It's gone really well. You know, our game plan is in. There's at this point, I think like we talked about last week, you have to fight the urge to add, you know, coaches, okay, what if this happens? What if that happens? Or, you know, here's this great, you know, idea that in the 11th hour, you have to go with what your guys do well and do, you know, do with confidence. And certainly they're going to have some changes. We're going to have a few changes with this much time to prepare. With, you know, them getting a few more bodies healthy, that, you know, they're gonna change. But we have to do what we do.
I know this is your third trip to Texas in a bowl game consecutively. Is there some excitement to come down here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're playing football, and we get to do that together, and not everybody gets to do that. And this is a, you know, great honor to be in San Antonio. This is an awesome, great experience. And coming back to Texas, it's ironic with the, yeah, four bowls in 3 years type of situation to have three of those four be in one state is new. There's so many bowls now in Texas. I think there were, what, two or three today alone in the state. So it's you know, fantasy football world for the state of Texas here for the month.
Is there also some excitement, though, because of TCU and how they've developed their program over the last several years?
Well, yeah, it's exciting until you start watching them on film and you realize how good they are. But, yeah, Coach Patterson has done a phenomenal job. They are so good, so sound, so tough, so physical in every phase. Their special teams are elite. They've got world-class speed on offense, on defense, and in special teams. And so the guys doing it are very good, and the guys coaching them are very good. And you know, there's a reason he's won as many games as he has.
The last couple of days, Darren had the unfortunate friend, best friend, I saw you mention it. Royce knew Markel. I mean, how do you kind of approach that as a coach? Kind of outreach and say, we're here for you, and it's really tough.
You do exactly that, and Tyree Robinson and he were childhood friends as well as Darren, and just an incredibly sad, unfortunate situation that, you know, you're sitting there talking about things that matter and family and going home and spending time with loved ones, and something like that happens, it just brings to the fore how important this time is, whether it's your team, your family, your loved ones, and absolutely we'll talk about it. We already have talked about it, but it's an unfortunate situation, but it's another opportunity for a little bit of a life lesson, and just to realize how lucky we all are.
And football help at all as we kind of get back to your routine?
Absolutely. Any time. You know, you're in a positive situation, a structured situation. I think that helps. I'm no expert, but I think that helps, you know, deal with tremendous highs or tremendous lows. You know, getting back in those, just a structured situation and around a bunch of people that care about you, and that'll help those guys get through this.
Some people call this the what if rule. I don't know if you answered this, but, you know, quarterbacks getting hurt. I know that doesn't really have any bearing on the game. What's your view on that?
Well, I just know that we're playing a very talented team. That's pretty much all that we need to know. You know, we can't analyze. It's fun doing that, though, sitting at home and having all the answers and sit back and go, why'd they do that? Why'd those guys do this? But in the last couple of days. Just, again, there's nothing but just put you on the edge of your seat how good they are. We talked about how sound they are, how physical they are, how fast they are, and there's no question that if that doesn't happen, they're in a different game for sure.
Have you allowed yourself to do that at any point?
No, not at this point. I mean, we'll certainly kind of reconstruct.
Even earlier, was there a time when you thought, I wonder what might have been had quarterbacks not gotten hurt?
You can't do that. I mean, I think it's such a weekly existence in terms of how you approach things and how you focus or refocus, motivate or change the subject, whatever the deal is you have to do during the ups and downs of the season. But we're playing a really good team, and I know there's a lot of what ifs on the outside. What if we have to do is, what if they line up and blitz, and what if they line up and throw deep? What if they pull it down and Boykin goes for 60 yards? Those are our what ifs.
You've probably been asked this, but most people are looking at a really high scoring game, expecting that. Do you have any expectations? Do you think other than that?
Well, I know that every time everybody says that, makes the defense is very unhappy. So, I know our defense is preparing like heck. I know that Coach Patterson and his defense are preparing very well. And whatever it takes, just kind of whatever it takes, mentality. They're playing on the road. There's no question about that. It's going to be a hostile environment from our standpoint, against a very good opponent. So it doesn't matter what the score is. We'll take 3-2. I'll be disappointed in the offensive output, but we'll take it.
I saw where you're wearing another new uniform. Has that become any kind of a recruiting tool at Oregon? All the great uniform changes.
It has become a recruiting tool. That's something that I think hopefully that used to be what we were known for, and certainly the dynamic nature of it, the innovation that takes place. Our players are involved in that process a lot. I hope it's the guys. I hope it's the guys in the helmets everybody thinks about and talks about. But if that gets us in the conversation in recruiting, or gets us in the conversation, we'll take that too.
You may be asked this too. I apologize. Your defense has started to play better at the end of the year. Going to have to play well in this game, especially. How do you feel about the way your defense is right now?
Well, yeah, in progress, I definitely would say had some really after the Arizona State game, made some true progress, and then through the first half of the Oregon State game, we were playing a lot better. And then in the second half of the Oregon State game, just kind of shut it down. That's first and foremost on me, but then on just everybody else, kind of realizing that can't happen. That can't happen from the opening kick in a game like this. It can't happen from the opening rep of a practice or a meeting or any kind of session as you prepare for a team like this. And again, it's everything. It's run pass option. It's a dynamic quarterback. It's elite receivers. It's really good backs. Really good offensive line. And that just stands front there. Goes back to the fundamentals of tackling, of identifying things, communicating, and then executing.
Does TCU remind you of anybody who's played this year?
They're kind of a combination of Utah run game, variations of that. And their passing game is a little bit of Washington State, just with their lineage of the coaches there. But then they combine it really well. It makes a lot of sense of the play actions meshing with the runs, and the system is married very well together.
Mark, as far as getting your offensive game plan together, your work back in Eugene before you got here, are you pretty comfortable about it? Are you ready for the game on Monday or on Saturday?
Well, it looks great on paper right now. It looks fantastic, but it's all about the players, being able to execute it with confidence, and that's again what we'll do in this next week is just try to edit out rather than add to. That's what again, coaches always have this great idea on Saturday morning and put it into play, and it's garbage. It doesn't work because the players don't believe in it. But our guys had some really productive training sessions in Eugene, and now we'll come back down here and kind of just go through it again, really twice in terms of the kind of our normal game plan cycle, and edit out what the quarterback's not totally confident in, what we haven't executed very well, and attack.
Will we see some new wrinkles, maybe?
Maybe. We'll question, talk later. Just you and I.
Question from Quinn Van Horn. What does it mean to be a Van Horn?
He knows. He knows. Quinn knows. Well, I think, just doing things right on and off the field and being elite in every way and coming to whatever it is, community service or class or football, and strive to get better. And that's it.
Mark, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.